Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 13th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for September 13th to September 20th and beyond? On September 17th, Mercury will begin a retrograde period lasting 3 weeks until October 9th. This is the last Mercury retrograde period of 2015. Mercury is strong in Virgo, its own sign, which is also its sign of exaltation. Therefore, this Mercury retrograde period will not be as nasty as some of the past ones. Still, the usual precautions for retrograde Mercury should be observed. Expect delays in everyday activities. Check to make sure the message got through. Check to make sure what was said is what got heard. Mercury is the planet of business transactions, and mistakes are more likely. Count your change. Careful with bank deposits. Mercury is the planet of equipment. Equipment problems happen more often when Mercury is retrograde. On the upside, Mercury retrograde periods are good for finishing up old business, paying past bills, answering past correspondence, and going back over things like editing a manuscript or report. A heads up for the final days of the Mercury retrograde period. As Mercury comes to the end of its retrograde phase, it will be exactly conjunct Rahu, the north node of the moon, an eclipse point. Since Rahu tends to distort the meaning of whatever it comes into contact with, the last days of Mercury retrograde could be problematic. So, best to not schedule anything important around October 7th to 10th. On Tuesday, September 15th, Mars will change signs. Mars leaves Cancer where it has been since the end of July and enters Leo. By leaving Cancer, Mars will no longer be assaulting Venus, which is good for Venus. In any case, Mars is much happier to be in Leo, a sign ruled by its friend, the Sun. And, in Leo, Mars will join up with benefic Jupiter, which has been in this sign since mid-July. Mars and Jupiter are a dynamic duo. Mars is the planet of action. Jupiter is the planet of optimism. Mars will be with Jupiter in Leo until the beginning of November. Overall, this will be a powerful energy pattern that provides confidence and optimism for taking action. The downside is too much confidence, which can lead to risky behavior. Fortunately, the reality check planet, Saturn, is in Mars's sign, Scorpio, from where it is sending a 10th house aspect to the Mars-Jupiter combination in Leo, which should help put the brakes on any over-the-top activities. Also, Mars, by its own special fourth house, or 90-degree aspect, is simultaneously sending energy to Saturn. This mutual aspect is a lot of concentrated energy. So, best to have something to put it to use. Now I will go through the zodiac and analyze what can be expected from the Mars-Jupiter conjunction for each rising sign. Remember, this is according to Vedic astrology. In other words, I am using the sidereal zodiac, the one you can see if you step outside and look up at the night sky. If you are using your Western astrology chart, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your rising degree to get the real zodiac position. Okay, if you are Aries rising, the Mars-Jupiter conjunction is taking place in your fifth house, where it will enliven your love life, give you energy for competing in sports, energize your relationship with your child, if you have one, and impel you to be generally more creative. Mars wants fast results and can be a forceful planet, so any romantic involvement needs to lead to physical gratification. For Taurus rising people, Mars plus Jupiter will be in your fourth house, the house of home and home life. This is a good transit for throwing a party. It's the planet of action, combined with the planet of celebration, in the house of hospitality. And your sign, Taurus, appreciates sensual enjoyment. Mars likes physical activity. Jupiter is the planet of improvement. It's a good time for scheduling some home projects. Gemini rising people will experience Mars and Jupiter in their third house, which will increase personal desires, energize you to make more effort, and generally make you want to engage more with your surroundings. Mars wants action. Jupiter provides opportunity and optimism. So, this is a good time to launch your project, to make use of your skills and talents, and promote yourself. As usual with Mars-Jupiter combinations, you have to be careful of trying to do too much. If you are Cancer rising, Mars and Jupiter are going to affect your second house of income, family, material possessions, and values. Mars likes immediate gratification. Jupiter is expansion. The two together in your house of money can result in impulsive spending. Mars is aggressive. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. The second house is the house of speech. Careful of too much forceful expression of your beliefs, which could lead to arguments. Leo rising people get a very personal experience of the Mars-Jupiter energy, since this is their rising sign. Jupiter gives you confidence. Mars impels you to action. Lots of energy for getting out there and making things happen. Main problem is, Leo people are a bit self-centered and bombastic anyway. So, Mars together with Jupiter may make you even harder for others to take. Mars in the first house means anybody who challenges you will get a swift reply. Virgo rising people will experience the Mars-Jupiter energy in their 12th house. The 12th is the house of the subconscious, and Mars is the planet of combat. This can produce unsettling internal conflict. But Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, is here as well, in the house of introspection. Hopefully, the combination of these two planets leads you to take action towards more self-understanding. On a more mundane level, the 12th is foreign lands. Jupiter is opportunity, and Mars is action. Could be a good time to go somewhere you haven't been to before. If you are Libra rising, the Jupiter-Mars combination transits in your 11th house. Since the 11th is the house of goals and ambitions, and Mars is the do-it planet, boosted by Jupiter's enthusiasm, this is a really good time for you to get out there and make stuff happen. Just be careful of the overdoing tendency of Mars, Jupiter together. Mars is aggression. Jupiter is beliefs. The 11th house is friends, associates, and groups. Careful of forcing your beliefs on those around you. Mars and Jupiter are transiting in the 10th house for Scorpio rising people. This is a really good combination for making headway in your business, career, professional activities. Jupiter provides opportunities for you. Mars makes you proactive. The result is a lot happening in the career area. The downside would be your interactions with 10th house people, your boss, government authorities, or whatever power structure or power people you have to deal with. Mars encourages combat. Jupiter can make you overconfident. Sagittarius rising people experience the Mars-Jupiter energy in their 9th house. This is a good transit for being proactive with your teacher or guru, making headway in college courses, or taking a long-distance journey, all 9th house significations. Again, the problem could be overdoing things. Jupiter will enhance the natural self-righteousness of Sagittarius ascendant, and Mars brings in the combat element here in the 9th house of beliefs and philosophies. If you are Capricorn rising, the Jupiter-Mars combo hits your 8th house. Since Jupiter is the planet of prosperity and Mars is the planet of action, this can bring some new developments concerning the 8th house signification of finances with others, especially your partner. But Mars in the 8th house can also operate in a pernicious way. It's the planet of action in the house of clandestine activities, and here augmented by Jupiter, the planet of confidence, encouraging you to do something you really shouldn't do, risking the potential for another 8th house theme, humiliation. For Aquarius rising people, the Mars-Jupiter combo operates in the 7th house of one-on-one relationships. Mars wants action. Jupiter brings opportunities. So this is good for striking up a new partnership or moving into a new direction with an existing one. Just be careful of the over-the-top energy of Mars plus Jupiter, which could get things moving fast, posing a challenge to your normal Aquarian caution. And lastly, Pisces people will have Mars transiting with Jupiter in their 6th house of work and service, providing opportunity, Jupiter, and action, Mars, in the employment area. Mars is useful for solving problems, but Mars gives you the problems in the first place. Jupiter is the planet of increase. So again, the issue becomes too much of everything, and the situation in your job could get rather overwhelming. This is also the 6th house of health and disease, so be careful. All that extra work brought on by Mars plus Jupiter could lead to a health problem. Okay, that'll do it for this week's planetary predictions. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, @AstroNewsReport.